Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. It is episode 169. Coming out of All-Star Break, I am the host of the show, Brad Brood. Join alongside my co-host, Blake Friars, and
we're going to do a deep dive on every skills competition, every game, because me and Brad love the All-Star game. So, we're going to dive right into the All-Star game, dissect it game by game.
I'm thinking 90 minutes of solid All-Star tonight.
I'm down. I'm totally down for that.
We're going to talk about it for about six. It's in the agenda, but it's going to be slow. So, Blake, you know what I did yesterday? You know what I did yesterday?
Golf?
No. We went up to my brother's place, and he's got some really good sledding hills behind his house. So we took my two young girls and my older son and his girlfriend, and we went up to up there, and my wife came with too, and we all went sledding.
Like snowmobiling or just tobogging?
No, like sit your ass on a plastic sled and go. And I'm a little sore today just from going up the hill and stuff. And I don't know. It was a lot of fun, but I mean, it is. You got a problem going on there with the phone?
Somebody's phoning me.
So turn it off. You have a ringer, right?
I'm in a podcast. Can I call you later? Okay, I'll call you later. Christ.
So you can shut your phone off, Blake. It does. Though I know you're a millennial and you can't live without it.
I'm trying to. It's not working. He keeps ringing me. How do I do that? How do I block this?
Hit stop.
Oh my God, dude. How do I do this?
Well, we can't. We got to go on here now. So.
Okay.
We go sledding, and nobody got injured, but I thought all was good until I kind of woke up this morning. I'm a little sore because walking up the hill.
Pulling up and down the hill?
Yeah, it wears on a body, you know. And then I got to pull my little girl up the hill because she doesn't want to walk up the hill. And I don't know. It was fun, though. Got out, enjoyed some life without hockey, and didn't really worry about hockey this weekend because I don't like the All-Star game. Watched a little golf last night. The North Dakota guy won a PGA Tour event.
So that's who's that?
Tim Hoge won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Oh, yeah. So, did you see, in 2015 when they asked Tiger who he was? And he's like, I have no idea who he is. Now he just won a tournament today.
That's not funny. Tim Hoge would probably say, well, Tiger can't beat me today.
Tiger's going to win again, buddy. Don't Tiger.
I don't think
Tiger,
so.
Tiger will win again.
Not on the PGA Tour, he won't. He might win.
I'm going to make a prediction right now on the pod that Tiger will win a major again.
A major?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So what do you want to put on this? What do you want to put? What do you want to... You don't pay off your bets anyways, so I don't know why I'm what even mean? Asking. What do you want to put on it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
You're just a bold just prediction?
Just my gut feeling. Just my gut feeling. I think he's going to win a major. One more.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, but
whatever. And then his son's going to take over his legacy. Let's go, Charlie.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of us hating the All-Star game, the Pro Bowl has to be even 100 times worse.
Oh, my God. Touch football. What is going on?
Why do they even bother?
Why are they having this before? Like, do it after the Super Bowl.
Well, nobody even cares. Why have it?
Yeah, I think it's a joke.
Like, nobody watches it. Nobody cares. Yeah. I work with some pretty big football fans, and none of them even mentioned it this morning. I mean, mentioned it.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Did you see Garnet Hathaway cream McDavid the other night? Did that make you happy?
When would that have been? Friday?
I don't know. One of the nights. I don't even know.
Friday, yeah. I didn't see that, no.
He caught him with his head down.
We've played three games in four nights, so my hockey from about Wednesday to Saturday is non-existent.
There wasn't any, so you didn't miss anything.
What?
Well, there was no games Friday, Saturday, Thursday. There was no games.
Oh, yeah, true.
So you didn't miss anything.
Oh, no, that was Wednesday that happened.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. I didn't see that. That's true. I guess there's no games.
One thing you had to see, though, yesterday, you had to see Connor Bedard's goal.
Yeah, that was something else. I was just like, you wonder if, like, he was doing that all along or if he did that the last second. Like, I don't know. Like,
no, you don't plan that shit. That just comes.
It's just like,
I never had a breakaway where I was on it and I thought, oh, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Cause you don't know you're going to get that opportunity. Like he just went with the flow and that's how
toe drag just broke that guy's ankles and then just a little top through the legs, top corner. It's like, holy fuck.
So I want you to sit back now and I want you to just picture something. 2 years from now.
He's playing for the Calgary Flames.
Stepping onto the ice for the Arizona Coyotes in front of 3,500 fans, Connor Bedard.
Ooh, I hope they're not there. Let's go. Did you see that Gary Bettman doubled down on his comments?
We're going to talk about it.
Arizona is a good hockey market.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Here's what we're going to talk about.
Whatever crack that guy is smoking right now.
We're going to run down All-Star Weekend. We're definitely going to give our 2 cents on what we think of the All-Star. And then we're going to discuss the main topics of Gary Bettman's State of the League address, which was quite interesting. And then we're going to go around the league and talk about Pat Verbeek landing the GM spot in Anaheim. Avery's return to the NHL. I can't wait for that.
Talking about all Rocky words this pod?
No, we're not. And the NHL players survey, which surfaced this week on The Athletic, which is pretty interesting. Some pretty good things to talk about in that.
Is this the thing we do every year where I have to guess?
No, you're not guessing shit tonight. You know, you suck at that. We're not doing that. And then,
you mean I suck at that?
Just joking. We're going to wrap with a modified version of three questions tonight.
Oh boy.
That's a little bit different.
Today?
What?
What do we got? Rapid fire today?
No, it's a little different. I'll fill you in right before we get started.
Okay.
You're going to handle it just fine. And we'll wrap with a list.
I don't want any curveballs thrown at me here.
Oh God, if you can't handle
it. Training is supposed to be upon us, but we're in a lockout.
Yeah. Well, that's baseball for you. And it's time for a busy edition of the Debate Hockey Podcast. All right, Blake, time to talk about the All-Star Weekend. What is your camera on Zoom tonight? Can you, like... There we go.
What's going on? I don't know what's going on with my green screen, though. It, like, flickers.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what you got going. But I do know you were zoomed in quite high there. It's good thing we didn't have HD on you.
It was like this in the All-Star Game interviews, though. You see that?
Yeah.
Dave was like this. I don't care about scoring races.
God.
Like, talk about a camera view. Oh, my God. I saw up his damn nostrils.
All-Star Weekend. Okay. I'm going to just discuss it briefly. Just briefly. Because we got a lot of other more entertaining things to talk about. Skills competition Friday night. A couple things that surprised me. I seem to like the events that they do every year. The add-in ones I don't usually like, and this year I didn't. I liked
the blackjack. Or what was that?
I didn't mind the card shooting, I guess. I didn't mind that.
It's Vegas though, so.
Yeah, so I didn't mind that. I didn't mind when they were out in the Fountains of the Bellagio shooting. I didn't mind that actually. It was kind of neat. One of the Lamoureux twins from North Dakota was out there, and it was just, I didn't mind that. The fastest skater.
Did they retire from USA?
Yeah, they retired.
Hmm.
Jordan Cairo won that.
Fastest skater.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand? They have all these tracking devices now, right? Why don't they give us the speed of the player above their head as they're going around?
What do you mean?
Okay, well, they have tracking devices on all the jerseys and everything in hockey now, right?
Yeah.
That's the technology we're at now. That's what we've been waiting for in hockey. Why don't they have a little speedometer above their head on this TV screen so that I can see how fast they're going?
Oh, you mean like a little graphic? Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
If you're doing hockey in Canada.
I know, but why? I mean, they didn't. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't even think McDavid tried.
I don't know that a lot of those guys. You know what, though? Is he the
I think a lot of them are absolutely loaded at the All-Star game. Like,
is he the fastest skater, or is he just the fastest with the puck? Do you know what I mean by
that? That's a good question.
Do you know what I mean by that?
He's definitely the fastest with the puck.
Oh, I think he is, too.
The next closest is McKinnon.
Yeah.
And in a straight line, like, I think there's a lot of people that can, maybe not a lot, but a selected few that could keep up with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting with the puck, it's
Oliver Shillington could keep up with him without the puck. You put a puck on him, totally different. He did it. He did it in a game. He was right next to him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Like, guys that come to mind for me would be like Ilya Mikheyev from Toronto, Dylan Larkin, you got Cairo, who won it.
There's a lot of fast players in this league.
I'm trying to think here.
There's a lot. The save streak I thought was stupid. Fountain faceoff, Zach Werenski won that.
What is the 21-22 thing? What is that?
That was their blackjack. You can't go over 21.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
That was a fine Vegas theme thing, I guess. The hardest shot, that's always entertaining. The shooting accuracy is always fairly entertaining. The breakaway challenge thing is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Not the breakaway challenge, but the one where they do the
props.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, but what Trevor Zegras did was pretty cool.
That was pretty sick. Like, I love Trevor Zegras, and I think he's going to be one of the faces of this league. I really do.
What he did was so funny.
I just can't get into that.
Pulled out the old Vince Vaughn outfit from Dodgeball. Let's go.
You know what's funny about this, though, is that in hockey there is actually a lot of skills that can be measured, unlike other sports. But we don't take
baseball too.
Yeah, but we don't take advantage of those.
Yeah,
we don't take advantage of those. Like, I think every team, let's talk about this. I think every team should have for their fans a skills competition, right?
And they used to do it all the time.
Yep, and each team submits their top hardest shot, for example, right? And the top 10 hardest shots in the league, or top 8, whatever you want, show up to the All-Star game, and we actually get to see the hardest shooters in the freaking league.
Yeah.
Because right now, these guys aren't the hardest shooters in the league.
Yeah.
They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. There's some things I think they could do to make it better. The All-Star 3-on-3 game? I don't know. Every year it's the team with
I would take four captains, and all the players get selected, go into a pool, and you can draft whoever you want. So team like Crosby, be good play with McDavid and whatnot. Like, and like the best players gotta start going here. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, there, I counted about 8 guys that shouldn't even be at the All-Star event.
Mm-hmm.
I counted 8.
Yeah. Well, the Pro Bowl, there was 88%.
Yeah, so
it's just not good. Claude Giroux gets
the Pro Bowl players just don't go.
No, Claude Giroux gets the MVP. The Metro wins the match 1-6-4. Atlanta, or in the second, the Atlantic falls to Central 8-5, and the final Metro wins 5-3. What other things that we need to talk about? Vegas, I thought, was a decent host. I used to really bitch about the All-Star game, but I've kind of taken a new approach. It's like, all right, if you like it, fine, watch it. If you don't like it, take a look at that weekend as a weekend to get away from hockey and watch some other things or do something else so that we're recharged because.
Oh, hey, I got a show for you to watch. The Tinder Swindler.
Okay.
It's about this guy who scams these three girls. It is incredible, and you should watch it.
The Tinder Swindler?
Yes, it is pretty. You got watch it tonight after the pod.
No, I'm going to watch U.S. Canada Women's.
Is that today?
Yeah.
What time's that start?
In an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah, I'll watch that too.
So,
did you see how I had to play with masks yesterday?
That's your country, dude. That's all on your
country. My country?
You damn right it is.
My country.
They refused to play Russia without masks.
They both had to wear masks.
That's because Canada wouldn't play. Canada wouldn't come onto the ice.
Because Russia didn't have their COVID tests back.
Yeah. Well, big deal. Hello, everybody's got it. Like, what are we fucking pretending that people don't have it?
Hey, apparently we got a new sheriff in town, though, on the conservative side, so Canada might be saved after all.
I hope your country is, because I love Canada. And right now, your country is a mess.
It's in shambles. Making the U.S. look like geniuses. Yeah, not good.
Not good. And we're not geniuses. The public is
making them look like geniuses.
The public is speaking in Canada.
Trudeau is making Joe, Sleepy Joe, look real smart nowadays.
Trudeau's a coward.
He's a loser.
Unreal. Unreal. Mm-hmm. All right. If you could, and I'm putting you on the spot on this, and this is the last we're going to mention the All-Star game. If you could change one thing, what would you change?
I just told you.
Not have it?
Draft.
Okay, I like it. Yep, you did. That's a good idea. Here's what I would do.
Draft and players get to play with other different players, mm-hmm. not their just division rivals, and I think it would spice it up a little bit.
I actually like that idea. You know what I'd throw into it even more, though? Have All-Star Weekend during the Winter Classic. You don't play Winter Classic. The Winter Classic is the outdoor game. You play 5-on-5 West versus East. You have a skills competition with the format that I just explained a little bit ago. True competition. Each team... you have your 10 guys or whatever, and you do the true hockey skills and you have a true hockey game. Now, obviously there's not going to be the hard hitting and the checking, but it's outside. There's a festive atmosphere. I don't know. That's the only thing I can come up with to make that debacle of a weekend, any better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the state of the NHL. Gary Bettman had his discussion this week, and he had some very interesting things to say. The first topic I want to talk about is he basically, and you mentioned it during the intro, doubled down on the Arizona State thing and said that it was going to be fine as long as they get a commitment for the building.
So this man's just okay with losing millions of dollars.
I've defended Gary Bettman a million times. Because I do think...
I don't get what it is with him in Arizona.
I don't either.
I don't, like, I just... I'm trying to see both ways. I just can't.
Tried to validate it by saying they're already in the top tier of getting revenue sharing. But
what did he say? Like a U.S. market or something?
I don't know what...
Like a top... TV U.S. market or something like that.
Well, they are. They're in the top because of population. That's all it's based on is population. Houston's in the top three. I mean, yeah. It's just based on population. It doesn't mean they watch. That just means there's a shitload of people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, like I've always said, though, like there's a difference between hockey population and population, right? I mean.
Yeah, it's... I don't get what his love and affection is for Arizona. I don't get it at all.
He's saying, well, Calgary needs a new arena and he's fussing about that, but he's going to be okay with letting Arizona play in front of 3,500 people.
Calgary does need a new arena, though.
They totally do. They totally
it's built
do.
Like the 70s.
80s.
Oh, no, 89.
80.
80? I thought they built it for the Olympics.
Yeah, well, the Olympics are in
Oh, no, not 89. 84,
the Olympics were in 84 there.
Yeah, 84. They built it in 84.
Yeah. But anyways, he just goes to the nth degree to defend Arizona, and I don't understand it. Like, I get, you know, I get it. Cause you know what? Gary Bettman went to bat for the Edmonton Oilers. He went to bat for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's went to bat for a lot of organizations who had tough times. And that's great. That's what he's supposed to do. But he's went to bat and then he's went up again and then he's went up to bat again. And then he's went, you know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Like, how many times are we going to defend Arizona here? Like, this is a disgrace. Think about this. Think about this. What if tomorrow the San Diego Chargers said our stadium deal fell through, but we're going to play at Fullerton High School Stadium for 3 years in front of 3,500 fans and all will be good.
Yeah.
Think about that. Everybody in the world would be like, what is it? If the NFL's lost their mind.
Yeah.
But Gary Bettman's trying to dupe us into thinking this is okay.
Just a black eye for the league. It's terrible.
It is.
It's not good.
At all. Despite Canadian teams playing to less than full capacity, Bettman said that revenues will hit $5 billion this year. It's not a change to change the HRR as a whole. So the cap's not going to really do anything. But
well, TV deal helps that out.
Yeah, big time. But we had the TV deal either way, though, Blake. So, but he did say that the economic impact is devastating for the Canadian teams. And that he has fielded calls from Canadian owners who want to temporarily move their teams to the States. Your thoughts?
Don't blame him. Don't blame it at all. Winnipeg's probably one of them.
Yeah. Calgary probably is too.
That's the only two I can think of.
Well, I mean, Edmonton's probably not happy.
Yeah.
Ottawa, I guarantee, is not happy. They're getting paid in front of 500. They don't get any
fans anyways, though.
Blake, that's what they're surviving on, though. They still get fans.
Barely. Jeez.
I mean, they're playing in front of 500 now.
Is it 500?
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
No.
I know Winnipeg played in front of 500 against Vancouver. Oh, no, sorry, 250. Oh, my God. Even worse.
250.
Even worse.
I don't know. I do know that these ongoing restrictions are not helping the Canadian NHL relationship for future expansion, future anything. And Gary Bettman announced.
He ain't getting another team. You know, already marked that one in the bank.
No, they're not. And you know what? It's too bad. And he did it also admit in the, or not admit, he did announce that if the restrictions are not lifted, they will not be having the draft in Montreal. I don't know. He seemed pretty adamant that Canada needs to take a step on their restrictions.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's, hopefully that changes the next few weeks.
I hope so.
Next month.
I hope so.
Because it's getting annoying.
Any other things in the speech that, caught you off guard? I know you mentioned the Rocky words. Do you want to go down that rabbit hole?
I mean, if you want, it was just like, talk about a PR nightmare just going on in Chicago now, and you got that trainer in the AHL that just got fired for sexual assault. It just seems like every single time something comes up in the media about the Blackhawks, it's just terrible. It's bad. Team just can't catch a break PR wise. It's just a disaster.
I there's got to be a part of me that has Evander Kane sitting in the back room going, oh, they're going to fucking forget about me now.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the question that he asked Rocky Wirtz wasn't even a bad question. No. It was literally a softball question. It was one of the easiest questions you could ever answer.
You know what it was?
What are you going to do to prevent this from happening again?
He goes,
we're not going to talk about 2010. We're not going to talk about Kyle Beach. And his son was like about to answer like what they're going to do. And he's like, no, it's none of your business. Well, I'm like, oh my God.
You know what it was though? It was just, and I'm not defending it. I'm actually going to crucify it. It was just a extremely unprofessional, rich bastard, pompous asshole response.
It was just like, the state that that organization is in, that is not what they needed.
But what bothered me almost as much as that was that Gary Bettman kind of shuffled it under the table with an arrogant with an arrogant son.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
I've defended Bettman to a ton. I've defended him. And this has been his darkest month of his reign.
Month? Like try like 3 months, 4 months.
Well, I mean, ever since the Arizona thing really heated up, I mean, it's just been a, I thought Bettman handled the Blackhawks thing pretty well initially.
You did?
Initially? What was he supposed to do? He crucified it. He said it was horrendous. He said all the right things. Yeah. It just now when their owner starts spouting off some more, he didn't go to bat and say it's wrong, you're going to get fined. Because if a player, you know, okay, he said it was a lapse of a bad moment or whatever, something like that. And but when freaking a coach freaks out on an official and gets fined $25,000, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Couple of housekeeping things that came out that day. The 2023 Winter Classic. Big shocker. The Boston Bruins are in it again.
Same teams as always.
Same team. Hey, they'll probably be playing the Blackhawks. And that'll be played at Fenway Park.
Fifth outdoor game.
Yeah. The 2023 All-Star Weekend will be in Florida. That'll be interesting.
Is it in like South, like my, like, Tampa or Florida?
It's in Miami where the Florida Panthers play.
Oh, Sunrise.
Sunrise, Miami, same thing. And then the NHL Stadium Series will be in Carolina. That didn't bother me. I guess that was fine.
That would be all right.
Yeah. I think that's probably well deserved. They're a pretty damn good hockey team right now and pretty entertaining. The whole, you don't usually, this state of the league address is more of a, things are great, we're pumped, this is going to be a great stretch run, and this was just a turd in a toilet that won't go down.
So, I'm just doing a thing here. I'm looking up the Winter Classics. Let's see. Blackhawks have been there 1, 2, 3, 4 times. St. Louis, 1, 2
times.
Toronto, 4 times. Boston, 3 times.
Philadelphia,
twice. Pittsburgh, twice. Buffalo, twice. Rangers, twice. Detroit, 3 times. It's like, what the hell is going on? Like what is going on?
Well, you can't have it in any other areas. Where else are you going to have it?
Why not?
I mean, well, I'm not defending it.
Here it is right here. Blackhawks 4, Boston 3, Rangers 2, Washington 2, St. Louis 3, Detroit 3.
Where do you want to have it, though, Blake? I mean, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
Somebody else. Like, let's get a
where?
New team
in there. Where?
What do you mean, where?
Where? You got to play it somewhere up north.
They literally had a game in California.
It rained.
Who cares? You can have a game anywhere you want. They have the technology to do it in fucking Mexico if they want it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
they literally had a game with the Ducks and the Kings at Dodger Stadium.
I know. I watched it. It was actually a really good hockey game.
Yeah, but like.
It was actually probably one of the better outdoor games.
Don't give me that excuse. It's got to be cold to have a Winter Classic game when you had one at Dodger Stadium.
I just think it's the mystique. I think that's what the Stadium Classic's for. I think it's the mystique of the possibility of snow and just the winter wonderland.
Did they say anything about the Heritage Classic?
No.
No?
There was restrictions, Blake.
Who cares?
I'm not going to give you guys anything right now. You guys deserve a popsicle and a goodnight kiss. All right. Right, Blake? It's time to go around the league. All right. Around the league, Pat Verbeek hired as general manager of the Anaheim Ducks. And it's not like huge earth-shattering news. I do think that Pat Verbeek will be really good. He was like the original pest in my mind. When I grew up and I was little, he was just a little firebug for the Hartford Whalers. And the only reason I put this in the show topics today is because I was really shocked. Because if you look back at those old Hartford Whalers rosters and you look at how many of those guys are in the league in upper management positions now.
Ron Francis.
Brendan Shanahan. I mean, there is just a list that goes on and on and on of guys from Hartford that are in that. And I think Pat Verbeek is really acquiring a team in Anaheim that I just think
he's taking over almost a playoff contender.
I know. We're going to talk about that. And this team's a good hockey team. This team's a really good hockey team.
They got one of the best goalies in the league. They got some good young talent. They got a good decor. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to take long till they're a cup contender.
I don't either. I wouldn't doubt it if they're not in 3 years, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Sean Avery in the news. And I think this guy is just knucklehead.
I didn't hear about this, so this is news to me.
You did not hear about this? Okay. Well, he comes out this week and says that he wants to attempt a comeback in the NHL and wants to play in the Atlantic Division. And he has not played since the 2011-2012 season.
Oh, I seen him play a beer league game. This guy is not going anywhere.
Well, I know that. But is this guy just that desperate to stay in the news that he's just got to...
Have you ever listened to his podcast?
No.
Hey, I'm not a big Sean Avery guy, but I actually really enjoy his podcast. He actually makes some really good points on there. And he talks about everything. It's called No Gruffs Given. It's actually a really good podcast. Like, surprisingly, it's pretty good.
I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't like that guy, but I'll give it a try. So The Athletic, a great, great place, to read your hockey news, but they came out with a player agent survey this week where they, polled 20 agents, who represent a combined 358 players in the National Hockey League, and they had them do an anonymous survey. And, they asked some real interesting questions. I want to talk about a couple of them. The first one they asked was, money being equal, which team or owner would you steer your clients to? And the top three teams that they steer their
clients. Vegas?
Nope.
Steer them to?
Yeah, they steer their clients to I'll give you the top five.
Hold on, let me guess.
Okay, well, you're wrong on number one.
Boston?
No. Not even on the list.
Is it any of the LA teams?
No. Fuck. You're not getting it. The number one team they steer their agents to or their players to is Tampa Bay.
It's tax free.
Plus they're good. Number two, Toronto. Number three, Philadelphia. Number four, the New York Islanders, and number five, the New York Rangers.
The Islanders are number four?
Lou Lamoriello, they talked about it. They have everybody has the utmost respect for Lou Lamoriello.
Everybody loves Lou, eh?
Yeah. And now here's an interesting one.
Where's Vancouver?
They're not. They didn't enter it. They didn't enter it. Here's one. Is there a team or owner who you would encourage your client to avoid? Who's the
Rocky Wirtz?
Nope, not even on the list.
I don't know that many owners.
Well, no, or owners or teams.
Oh, Vancouver's on that list.
Vancouver was on that list. Calgary was on that list. Anaheim was. Vegas was.
Anaheim?
Mm-hmm. Boston was. Detroit was. Buffalo was. Carolina was number three. Ottawa was number two. And Arizona was number one.
Where's Vancouver?
They were in a ninth. And they said the reason for Arizona is just everything going on.
Yeah, it's a disaster. That's why.
Number two, Ottawa, everything that's going on. Number three, Carolina, the owner, Tom Dundon. Calgary was on there because of player facilities. Vegas was on there because they said that they dispose of their players too quickly.
Yeah, they just trade prospects all the time. don't give a shit.
Find some other ones. There's a bunch of questions on this, and I'm only going to go through a few of them with you. How would you rate the NHL handling the pandemic thus far?
Out of 10?
Five said poor, 9 said fair, and 6 said good. And I'd say the NHL's done what they could.
Yeah, I would give them a fair grade.
I'd give them a fair to even good because they really have done everything they can. It's not their fault. The restrictions aren't their fault.
Yeah.
They've done a pretty good job. Here's a good one for you. Would you have concerns about your client signing with a Canadian team?
Yeah, I guess because of the taxes. That's really the only concern I'd have because the restrictions aren't going to be going on for another year. There's no way.
What makes you believe they won't?
There's no way.
Why, Blake?
No.
If I would have, Blake,
you gotta think positive, Mr. Brood.
I don't care how the restrictions forever. I'm not living up there. Blake.
Just need to get Trudeau out of here.
That's not gonna happen. You just reelected him.
Yeah. We're gonna have another emergency election, get him out of there, just like old Trump and Biden.
12 said yes, 7 said no, and 1 wouldn't respond. There's a couple other ones I wanted to talk about. Has the NHL done enough to increase league revenue? Of course, what's an agent going to say? No. I mean, it's kind of stupid. Do you have concerns about gambling's role in the sport now?
No.
9 said yes, 11 said no. I would say no.
I love gambling. Winning lots of money. Let's go, baby.
Oh my god.
I'm putting $200 on the Bengals.
On the Bengals?
$200 on the Bengals.
$200 on the Bengals.
Yeah.
You feel confident about that?
I love Joe Burrow.
I didn't.
And this guy shows up in every big game that he's played in. I'm sticking with the guys. Let's go. Let's get the Bengals. Hop on the Bengals, everybody. Hop on the wagon. 200 bones to make, I think it's like 550.
Oh, man.
Blake. They're -4.5 underdogs, and I'm going to take the money line.
You think this is the right decision?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think Matt Stafford's going to choke under the pressure. This is the biggest game of his career.
It's the biggest game of Joe Burrow's career.
Playing a couple national championships. I don't know. I think he's going to pull through. 2 years after finishing dead last in the NFL, and now they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Incredible. Right. You ready for a modified version of 3 questions?
Let's go.
It's time for 3 questions.
All right. I changed it a little bit.
What's going on here, though? 3 questions and we're only at 38 minutes? What's going on here? We got a while to get to 107 here.
There's no hockey last week.
I know. That's true.
Right? So that's why I modified 3 questions. It's 5 questions this week.
Okay.
And my questions all relate about situations, teams, or players. And will they fall back to reality in the second half of the season? Okay. So your answer is going to be yes or no.
Okay.
Yes, they're going to fall back to reality, or no, they're going to keep up the pace they're going at right now.
Number one, Anaheim Ducks.
Number one. No, Anaheim's not on there. Number one, Nazem Kadri has 60 points right now, 3rd in the league. Does he keep this pace or does he fall back to reality?
I think he's going to keep the pace, honestly. He's having a great year. He's on a good team. He's on the top unit on the power play. Yeah, I all signs point to saying yes.
He's been
good. And he's in a contract year, so yeah.
the Johnny Gaudreau factor.
Johnny Gaudreau, gonna get that 9 million.
Number two, the New York Rangers' Chris Kreider leads the league with 33 goals. He is on pace for 57 goals this year. Can Chris Kreider do this?
I think he can. He just finds a way to get to the areas, and he's fast. He has breakaway speed.
He can't keep up with that net with goals.
I'm not saying he's getting 57.
That's what I asked you. Is he getting 57 or not?
Oh, I thought you said he could keep the pace.
Yeah. Well, the pace is 57.
Oh, yeah. I think he'll get 50.
Okay. I don't think he gets 50.
Yes, but kind of no.
He's going to get 44.
You think he gets 10 in the next 40?
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe.
Number three, the New York Islanders have won 16 of 39 games. That's a win percentage of .442 that gets them 38 points.
That's your favorite team, remember this. Yeah, Brad loves the Islanders.
Sixth place in the Metro. We predicted them to finish first in the Metro. Yes, Blake, you did too. Is this team?
I don't think I did. Yeah, I don't recall that.
I have it right in front of me. So does this
team? Let's see the evidence. So we're going to need to see the evidence.
It's right below me. I can't reach down. So is this team fall back to reality and get on the winning track again, or are they going to keep up this crappiness?
Nope. They're not making playoffs.
I don't think they are either. It's too hard mathematically.
Yep.
It's just too agreed. Hard. It's too hard. Number four, Cale Makar has 18 points as a defenseman in his first 40 games. He is on, 18 goals.
Yeah, what math are you doing over there?
He is on a pace for 37 goals as a defenseman. He does it.
I think he does.
I do too. I think this guy.
He's the greatest offensive player of all time. Defenseman?
No, Bobby Orr.
He's on that trajectory, though.
I know he is.
And when it's all said and done, he might be the best defenseman to ever play the game.
You told me that Hughes is as good as him.
I did not.
You did too. You know you did too on that one. You know you did on that one.
No.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that. You didn't say Line A is better than Matthews. You didn't say that.
I did say that, and I'll admit it. And I'll admit that I was wrong.
Line A is a better goal scorer than Matthews.
Number five. The Florida Panthers have scored a blistering 192 goals this season. That is an average of 4.08 per game. Bet the over in their games. Does this team?
Oh, don't, because last time I did, I got fucked. Don't do it.
So is this team?
I hammered over and they scored two goals.
Does this team continue the pace?
I think they do.
The goal scoring pace.
Dangerous. Like they just love scoring goals.
Did you see what Rod Brind'Amour said?
He said they're the juggernaut in the NHL.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Is that mind?
He's not going out on a limb saying that.
Is that a mind games though?
It might be. Because you could argue the Carolina's up there too.
I know. That's why I was like, when I first thought I saw it, I thought, oh, interesting. And I thought, even more interesting. Is he playing mind games right now? I don't know. Listener question. Yeah, it's a good one. We now enter, after the All-Star break, the second part of the season. I forgot to put his name. It was Jake.
Oh my God. You just making up listener questions now?
No, it was from. I remember his name is Jake, not Jake from State Farm, but Jake.
Oh my God.
And he didn't have khaki pants on. I don't know. He tweeted it to me. Jake something. It was a weird name. Okay. Which NHL team is poised to have a better second half of the season?
New York Islanders. I don't know.
Blake, I put this one on a plate for you, dude.
Let me look.
I put this on a plate for you. You're not going to say your Canucks?
You think so?
I don't know, Blake. Okay, so let's go.
That depends if they're sellers or not.
So let's go through the teams really quickly. Anaheim. Anaheim, no, they're playing above their pace. Arizona's not going to get any better. Boston's good. They're playing above their rate.
Let's go to the bottom of the standings. Okay. So, overall, here we go. Let's see. Islanders jump out to me. Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Edmonton. Those would be my four teams. Do I think one of them's going to climb out of it?
Well, has Edmonton been that bad?
They lost 13-16.
I know, but now they've won again.
They've won 5 of their last 10. Relax over there.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Philly's not getting any better. Chicago's not getting any better. Can Columbus get better?
Maybe. Yeah, Vancouver might not be a bad answer.
How about Dallas? Does Dallas intrigue you?
I don't know.
They
struggle to score goals.
I know.
They need to trade for a Brock Besser.
Klingberg, you're Besser. Ditch off done. Your junk. You're always trying
Adepin to. Adepin or Klingberg for Besser.
You're get always it done. Trying to trade your shit all the time.
Get it done. You love Brock Besser.
I do, but I don't want him on my team.
Oh, yes, you do.
He's slow. Don't you think he's slow?
Yeah, he is slow. Got a good shot, but he is slow.
Yeah. I don't know. Blake, we survived an all-star episode.
It's embarrassing.
They're the worst. We're back to hockey now. Do you see how many games we're going to have start watching at night now? Slow start.
Let's see. Who plays tomorrow? Is there any good ones on
tomorrow?
I think
there's 8 games tomorrow night.
8 games?
I think so.
Scores. Yeah, 8 games. Oh, Oilers, Golden Knights will be good.
Yeah? Some good ones?
We got the New Jersey Devils and the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow.
Oh, the Devils suck.
Hurricanes, Ottawa might be a good one. Ottawa's sneaky.
Some bets you got going there, you think?
Pittsburgh, Boston. I don't know. Oh, Mike Smith is back. How many games has he been over under? 2.5?
He's
on IR again?
He's going to go on a roll, man.
2.5?
Oh, he's going to go on a roll. Tear. Just a...
Going on tear. A roll back to the IR.
We're back next Monday night, February 14th. Holy shit, that's Valentine's Day. Blake, can you do it that night? Do you have a big hot date?
Not that I know of, no.
You have the pink shirt on tonight.
I'll keep you posted, though. It's a red shirt. Cry me a river.
We're back next week. Hell or high water. Blake can do his date thing after the show is over. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Get on over to Apple Podcasts. We do this.
I'll get Charlie to make sure you're tied up that night.
No.
We can't do the pod.
We're doing the show. Enjoy this week's hockey action. We are back next week talking hockey. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.